Okay, good evening. Again, should be a short shiur tonight. We are going to do the Ramah in Seif Aleph and the Shulchan Aruch Seif Beis in Simen Shin Pei Beis. This is page Resh Nun Amad Aleph. So remember, we learned last night that if you have an Eino Yehudi that lives in the same chatzar as a Jewish person, it's not enough for him to be Mevatel Rishos. That doesn't work, which, by the way, tomorrow's Dav Yomi, so it's a halacha Dav Yomi coincidence. You need to do an actual Schirus Rishos from the Eino Yehudi. So says the Ramah, Yisrael Shehizkiru Hishel Beiso, the Eino Yehudi, if a Jewish person lives in a chatzar and he lends or rents out his house to an Eino Yehudi, Eino Osir Alav. The Eino Yehudi is not going to now create an Isser for the Jew. Lo Hiskeru Hishalo Beso Kadeshi Yasir Alav. Because I'm not renting him my house and lending him my house so that he could create a problem for me, so that he could Asra me. If you look at the Shabura Sivkat and Zayin, Lo Hiskeru Besef Rav Zekorosh Larash because of Otam Ladinze, that the Ramah gives the reason that I didn't give it to him for him to create problems, but the Rashba gives a different reason. It's so unusual. Why would a guy rent a house or lend a house to an Ovid Chavim in a chatzar that he's going to stay in? So I'm not going to rent or lend him a house when I'm going to be living in that same chatzar. So the Chacham, we're not going to rent something that's so uncommon. That this has to be where the agreement is that the Jewish person is allowed to throw out the tenant whenever he wants. But if he doesn't have the power to throw out the tenant when he wants, then he will definitely asra on him. Weiter in the Ramah, avalima b'ayishalenu yudi. But let's say a non-Jew owns the house, uscharu Yisrael mimenu, and the Jew rents the space from the non-Jew. Veinu Yehudi dar b'bayisimo, and the Yehudi lives in that house as well. So maybe you'll say, oh, so I did a schiris rishus from the Yehudi because I rented a room in his house. No, ain schiris habayis moel in yin schiris ha'eruv. The fact that he rented the house has no bearing on the schiris of the eruv. Says the Mishabur Ches, avalim habayis pirish jolone, but the schiris ha'tzarech linin heter tiltol nichlal b'schiris habayis. We do not assume that when I rent the house, I'm also renting the halachic eruv section of the house. One might have argued that, of course, it's included because it's an umdadimuchach that if I'm renting the house, I don't want it to cause me problems that I shouldn't be allowed to carry there. So it must be that along with this rental comes a schirus rishus as well. Kamash malon delor minan hachi rak b'masker v'lo b'socher lochi tzarich liskor b'men rishuso, that we don't say this to be the case only by the maskir, not by a socher, and therefore you have to be socher is rishus once again. V'nachri, ratzalomar ha-nachri ha-maskir. So we said that the nachri that lives in the house with him, b'bayisimo, mari sheyesh l'akum cheder miyuchad. It's talking about where the akum has his own room. Dim yesh lo rishus l'Yisrael l'shamish b'kal ha-bayis, because if the Jew has the rights to utilize the entirety of the house, lo garam ischiru l'kito shel akum v'lo yitzarech l'skar rishus. So then you don't even need to do a schirus rishus. So this is a reference to a halacha we haven't yet gotten to, Ayin Sif Tazvav Mashksav Nusham, which is that we said that Bittul Rishus does not work for an Eino Yehudi. Schirus Rishus works, but you don't need Schirus Rishus from a guy if you get from Schiro Lakito. Schiro Lakito means that it's a person who has a full reign of being able to go into that property and utilize that property whenever they want. So that's why we go to the police department. The police are allowed to go into anybody's home with a warrant, or the fire department are allowed to go into, right? That's the Schiro Lakito. So if you, as the Jewish renter, have the right to go into every room of the house, then you don't need a schiris rishus because you're schiro lakito. Weiter in the Ramah, Yisrael shehishalu hiskir bayis lechavero. If a Jew lends or rents a house to another Jew, b'makom shedarim einam yehudim, where non-Jews live, aval bi sheishal tfisa b'bayis lo mahani. Even though he has a tfisa in the house, it doesn't work. It's shrichem liskom einu yehudi. They still need to do a schiris rishus from the einu yehudi. Says the Mishabura, Yisrael shehishal Case is Reuven owns two houses in a chatzar, and the third house belongs to a non-Jew. But Reuven doesn't need to live in two houses, so Reuven lives in house number one. He rents out house number two to Shimon. But he left his television in the house that Shimon is renting. He left certain kelim that are mukza in the house that Shimon is renting. And therefore, Reuven and Shimon don't require an eruv between them. So you might say, well, therefore, this should be considered like one Jew and one Nachri in the chatzar, where you don't need a schirus rishus from the guy when it's one Jew, one Nachri, because that's what we learned yesterday. It's something that would be very uncommon to have one Jew, one Nachri, because people are afraid of getting murdered. No, so we do not view this as one Jew and one Nachri. Having a tfisas yad, Reuven having a tfisas yad in the house that Shimon is renting is no better than having made an eruv between Reuven and Shimon. Sheinamol calls manchal sachar menakum, where you're still going to need a schirus rishos from the akum. And now siv beis in bitoy Yisraelim rishusam leechad meham kadesh yechashiv ki yichidi etzalin yehudi einamol. If let's say you have a whole bunch of Jewish people living in a chatzar and there's one non-Jew, and all the Jewish people were mevatel rishus to one of the Jewish people, and now he wants to tell you, okay, so now I'm the only resident because everyone was mevatel rishus to me, and when it's just one Jewish resident and one non-Jewish resident, you don't need a schirus rishus. Does not work. Lechad mehem shia al kol padim humotel taltel veim yuasurin, and with the bitul rishus that Reuven, Shimon, Levi all do to Yehuda, so at least Yehuda will be allowed to be metaltel there. K'moshen esbar lo sim shin pei. No, eino mal dim kain bitaltel torah seiruv me osam mavusher lo yitzarchu liskor klal viuchlu tam levatel viyishkach torah seiruv. Because then the whole din is going to be forgotten. The whole din of eruv is going to be forgotten because they'll just do a bitul rishus. They'll never need to do a schirus rishus from the eino Yehudi. So what we learned tonight is that if a Jew rents or lends his house to an Einu Yehudi, then the Einu Yehudi does not aser, because the Rama gave the reason, because I'm not lending it to him to give me problems, and the Rashba gave a different answer, that it's something that's Einu Matsui, it's something that's not common, so they would not have made a gzera. Then we learned that if a non-Jew rents out a house to a Jew, that is not presumed to include the Schirus Rishus that you need for the Eruv as well. And then we said that if a Jew rents a house to another Jew and he keeps its tfisas yad in that house, they still need to do the schirus rishus from the Einu Yehudi. It's not considered as one Jewish resident. And then in Sif Beis we said that if all the Jewish residents are mevatel rishus to one of them, you still need the schirus from the Einu Yehudi. It's not going to work to make it as if there's only one Jewish resident in that chatzar. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night, where am I going to be? Probably not same time, same place. Probably from a wedding somewhere. We'll go Siv Gimel, Siv Dalet, and Siv Hey. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening.